Okay, Ross, I realized that you didn't expect to walk in and see that, but let me explain. Okay?
We weren't doing anything!
Rach, he just saw us. But what you saw, that is the extent of it, okay? One kiss.
No, come on, that is a lie. We also kissed in Barbados.
Dude, chill! Okay, we also kissed in Barbados, but we didn't plan it, okay? And the only reason that happened was because I saw you kissing Charlie.
Yeah, you started it! I have got to chill!
Look, we probably should have talked to you about this before it ever happened, but...
Oh, we feel so terrible about this, Ross.
Yeah, but it did happen. So... Ross?
Ross? Can we just close the door?
So you two are...
Yeah.
And have you had...
No.
But if I hadn't walked in here, would you...
Probably... No.
Ross, this is not how we wanted you to find out about this. You have every right to go nuts.
I'm not going nuts. Do you see me going nuts?
No, but you know what I mean.
Hey. If you two are happy, then I'm happy for you. I'm fine.
Really?
Absolutely. I'm fine. Totally fine. I don't know why it's coming out all loud and squeaky, because really, I'm fine. I'm not saying I wasn't a little surprised to see you guys kissing. I mean, at first I was like, ah! But now that I've had time to absorb it, loving this,
awesome.
It's all working out. Me and Charlie and you two, you know what we should do?
Calm ourselves?
No. We should all have dinner. Yes, we'll do it tomorrow night. I'll cook!
Look, don't you think that'll be a little weird?
Weird? What? What's weird? The only thing weird would be if someone didn't like Mexican food because I'm making fajitas!
But I do like fajitas.
God, this adoption stuff is so overwhelming. There's inter-country adoption, dependency adoption. There's so many ways to go, and this is like the biggest decision of our lives.
There's a hair in my coffee.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
have you seen Frank Jr.? Because he's meeting me here with the triplets.
You know, it's funny. Every time you say triplets, I immediately think of three hot, blonde 19-year-olds.
That's sweet. Drink your hair.
Hey, what's all this stuff?
Oh, they've brochures from different adoption agencies.
Ooh, babies! Oh, this one is so cute. Get this one.
That's not really how it works.
Oh, how does it work?
I don't know!
Well, if you're having a hard time, you should talk to my friends, Bill and Colleen. They adopted a kid. I'm sure they'd help you.
Thanks. That would be great. Hey, honey, wouldn't that be great?
All right. Remember what we talked about. When we're in a public place,
there are certain rules.
Now what we talked about?
Hi.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Frank?
Hi. Hi. Hey. How you doing?
Oh, my goodness. They've all gotten so big. Which one is which again?
Oh, that's Frank Jr. Jr. pulling the tampons out of the lady's purse. And that's Chandler climbing on Chandler. And that's Leslie throwing bagels at him.
Willing to adopt triplets?
Yes. Can I just say, I know we're doing this for Ross, and that's cool, but it was up to me. This is not what we'd be doing on our first date.
Well, what would we be doing?
I'd take you out for a romantic night. Some champagne, fancy dinner, fill you up on the carriage ride home.
Fill me up?
In a carriage.
Hey,
hi.
Charlie.
Hi.
Hey. So, dreading this?
Oh, you bet.
Hey, so did you bring a little something for Ross?
Actually, it's some stuff you left at my apartment.
Oh, thanks.
And you know, you can just give me my stuff whenever you want.
Yeah, I didn't throw any of that out.
I thought I heard voices. Hi, Charlie. Hey, Joey. And, well, you're going to have to introduce me to your new girlfriend. I'm just kidding. I know, Rachel. I know. Please, come in. Come in.
Okay. Well, we brought you some wine.
Oh, that is so thoughtful. She's a keeper. And what did you bring me?
Actually, that's...
What? Underwear, a toothbrush, and a Van Halen CD. I can use all these things.
Gosh, Ross, you know, you seem a little...
What? Fine? Because I am. Huh? Aren't you? Aren't you? Who else is fine?
Okay, listen, hey, Ross, why don't you try to relax, okay? Maybe have a drink.
You know what? That is a very good idea. I'm going to go make a pitcher of margaritas.
Oh, God. So adorable. Look at them sleeping there like angels.
Yeah, I really cherish these moments, because, well, you know, they're going to be awake again.
They may be a handful, but they're so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, God, last time I babysat them, they did the funniest thing.
I haven't slept in 4 years.
Hey, that's a long time.
You just don't know how hard it is, baby. There's just so many of them. You know, two I can handle. Two's great. You just hold one in each hand. But what do I do when the third one runs at me with his bike helmet on? I got no more hands to protect my area. There's three of them, Phoebe. Three.
Yeah, I know, Frank. I counted them when they were coming out of my area.
Sometimes I think that I... Oh, no, I can't say it. It's too horrible, no.
What?
No, I can't.
Oh, my God, Frank, are you thinking of leaving? Because I didn't have those triplets, so you could just run out on them.
Oh, no, I would never do that. No, I just was thinking that, you know, maybe you could take one.
You can't separate them. That's terrible. Which one? Thank you so much for seeing us.
Phoebe has told us such great things about you guys.
Oh, please, we're happy to help.
We went through the same thing when we were adopting. So, a lot of malfunctioning wee-wees and hoo-hoos in this room, huh? I mean, you have a lovely home.
Well, we appreciate anything you can tell us.
Well, actually, I think this might help. Pretty much all the information you need.
Oh, my God.
Everything is broken down into categories and then cross-referenced. And then color-coded to correspond with the forms in the back.
Thank you. I think I just had a tiny orgasm.
know the process is frustrating, but it's so worth it. Adopting Owen was the best thing that ever happened to us.
That's great.
Can I see the book? You want me to wash my hands first, don't you?
It's just so pretty and white.
Bathroom is down the hall to your left.
I would have told him to do it, too. Can I adopt you?
Hey, you must be Owen.
Yeah.
I'm Chandler. Hey, I was in the Scouts, too.
You were?
Yeah, in fact, my father was a den mother.
Huh?
You know how to use a compass?
I have a badge in it.
You do? That's fantastic.
You want to see it?
I'd love to, but I got to get back to talking to your parents. They're telling us all about how they adopted you.
What?
What?
I'm adopted?
I got nothing.
You know, that first batch of margaritas was not so great, but the second batch is good.
Well, maybe the next batch we could all get some.
Oh, God, this is fun, isn't it? You know, just the four of us, just hanging.
Dude, are you okay? And when are the fajitas going to be ready?
I'm fine, okay? I'm great. I'm just proud of us. You know, there's no weirdness, no tension.
No awareness.
You know, we make a great foursome. We should do more stuff together. Yeah. Let's take a trip. Okay, where do you think we can go? My fajitas!
Look, Charlie, I just want you to know, Ross is just having a little trouble adjusting to the thought of Joey and me. You know, he normally doesn't drink like this.
Oh, you know what? This is nothing. My father is a raging alcoholic. No, I'm sorry. Have I made this evening uncomfortable?
But he does. Be careful. Very hot plate. Very hot.
Ross, you don't even have oven mitts on.
That is going to hurt tomorrow.
Okay, well, this is crazy. You can't seriously be talking about me taking one of your kids, can we?
Oh, no, of course we're not.
It's insane.
I know.
Alice would never go for it, right?
Well, I don't know. She's pretty tired, too. I think we can get her on board.
Well, just, you know, for argument's sake, you know, hypothetically, which one would you be willing to give up?
Huh.
Frank Jr. Jr.
Oh, you know, you'd be getting a really good one. I mean, you know, he's really funny. Like, the other day, he made up this joke. Uh-huh. What's green and says, hey, I'm a frog?
Talking frog? Oh, no, you can't have him. He's too funny.
Well, all right, that's fine. What about Leslie?
Oh, no, no, not Leslie, no. She's the only one that knows how to burp the alphabet.
All right, so that leaves Chandler.
Oh, no, 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 you can't have Chandler. No, 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 no. She's my little genius. I got big hopes for her. She's going to be a doctor or realtor.
Wow, Frank. I think we just ran out of kids.
Oh, I think you're right. Oh, wow. Stevie, I don't think I can give one of them up. I mean, you know, they drive me crazy, but they're my babies.
I'm sorry, Frank. I didn't realize things were so bad. You know, I'll help out more. I can babysit any time you want. You name the day and I'll be there.
How about tomorrow?
Well, that's not good. But I can move some stuff around and I'll be there. You and Alice just take the whole day together.
You do that for us?
Are you kidding? That's what sisters are for.
Oh, look at them. I love you so much.
Oh, crap! Don't wake up! Don't wake up!
Where are Bill and Colleen?
Well, they're in the kitchen getting something to eat.
Can you believe how nice they are?
We have to leave.
Why? What did you do in the bathroom?
I didn't get to the bathroom. I bumped into Owen on the way, and he didn't know he was adopted. And there's a slight chance I may have told him.
Oh my God, where's my purse? No, you know, I can replace everything in there. Get that binder and let's go!
Some little snacks for everybody. Oh, you don't have to eat the sour worms. Those are for Owen.
I'll go get him in a second. By the way, you should know, we haven't told him he's adopted yet.
But kids are so intuitive. Don't you think on some level he already knows?
I'm adopted?
See? Intuitive. What? Where did you hear that?
He told me. And he paid me $50 not to tell.
Which technically now you should give back.
You told him he's adopted?
I'm so sorry, but you should have a sign out there or something. Or at least whisper it to people when they come in the door. Owen doesn't know he's adopted, and he also thinks Santa is real.
He isn't?
We have to get out of here, baby!
Everyone, I would like to make a toast to Rachel and Joey.
Aye.
And to love. Ah, love. L-O-V-E, love. L is for life. And what is life without love?
Oh, my God, are we supposed to answer?
O is for...
Oh, wow!
The V is for this very surprising turn of events. Which I am still fine with, by the way.
E!
Is for how extremely normal I find it that you two are together. And that one day you might get married. And have children of your own.
Dude, are you okay?
Totally.
Ross, you don't seem okay.
I'm sorry, it must be the pressure of entertaining. I think everyone would feel better if we had some flan.
Wait, Ross, I have to take off.
No!
I'm sorry, I have a really early class in the morning.
Please.
But this has been lovely.
Wasn't it? And you thought it would be awkward with Joey and that you never really liked Rachel.
You are on fire! I'll call you in the morning, okay?
Okay.
All right. God, Rachel, what Ross just said, that is
just... Oh, that's okay. Girls tend not to like me.
Okay, I guess it's just one for three. Hey, that rhymes.
You know what, Ross? I think we're going to take off, too.
Oh, of course. God, I'm so stupid. You guys are a couple now. I mean, you probably just want to be alone.
No, it's just that they're late.
Hey, it's fine. It's totally fine. I've got plenty of margaritas. It's all good. I don't even know what that's for.
You know what? I think I'm going to stay here and make sure he's okay.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, just I'll see you in the morning.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. Yeah, you know, Joey, I don't think he's ever going to be okay with this.
Doesn't look good, does it?
Thanks. Did you stay here all night?
Yeah.
So you took off my pants and shoes?
No, no. You actually did that when you were dancing to the Chicago soundtrack. Look, Ross, about Rachel and I. Listen, you don't have to worry about that, okay? Because nothing's going to happen.
What do you mean?
Well, she and I said from the beginning that we weren't going to do anything unless you were okay with it. And clearly...
Hey, what are you talking about? I'm fine.
It's okay, Ross. You know, I totally understand. Of course you're not fine. You're Ross and Rachel.
Yeah, except we're not. I mean, we haven't been a couple in, like, 6 years. My God, is that right? Has it been that long?
That's what I hear, yeah.
This is crazy. I mean, 6 years, and because of me, you guys aren't going to be together? Can I ask you something? Really, what is this thing with you and Rachel?
You know me. You know.
Joey.
I'm crazy about it.
And she feels the same way?
I think so.
Well then, maybe it's time we all moved on.
Yeah, but Ross, I mean, you're not okay with it.
So. No, but I want to be. I will be. Besides, I'm with Charlie, right? Oh. My God, I'm still with Charlie, aren't I? I mean, she didn't see the dance, did she?
No. No, that was just for me. Are you sure about this?
Yeah, I'm sure.
And we're okay.
We just want to give you a heads up. Bill and Colleen hate us.
Owen didn't know he was adopted. Monica told him.
What? Still, he had to find out sometime.
Yeah, but how would you like it if someone told the triplets that you gave birth to them? I'm going to go tell Emma.
Chimney cut off on you. Chimney cut off on you.